Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get right back into some NFL, though. The draft a week from tonight. Again, we'll be at the Landing in Liberty for our draft party. And let's talk a little bit more about this draft from a national perspective with our guy from Sports Illustrated, NFL staff writer, also has the Matt Verderam Show, a new podcast as well. And he's always kind enough to give us some time. Matt, you're based in Chicago, though, right? So I would imagine at this point, everybody's just counting down the days. You already have the Caleb Williams jerseys and everything out there.
Yeah, I think it's honestly more exciting to talk about Big Willie style. guys, for sure. Caleb Williams is going to the Chicago Bears. I don't think there's any – I mean, really, honestly, on Chicago talk radio, most of the talk is about what they're going to do with their second first-round pick. Are they going to trade back? Are they going to take a receiver, even though they already added Keenan Allen? Are they going to take an edge rusher? I think that really is more of the conversation in Chicago. The idea of Williams going number one, I think, is pretty set in stone.
Would they trade out of nine? Like, not just because of the hypothetical trade that's kicking around for the Chiefs that they would trade up to nine and take Bowers, but would they trade out of nine knowing the already draft value they've got with a limited number of picks where they could go down and maybe load up a little bit more?
Yeah, I actually think it's very likely they trade out of nine because they only have four draft picks. Like, they don't have – I think it's two firsts, a fourth, and then maybe a fifth or something like that. They don't have a second-round pick, and I don't believe they have a third-round pick. They are very deficient in draft capital this year in terms of the amount of picks. And if you're the Bears, like, you're not in a spot yet where you're sitting there going, yeah, we're good. If we draft four guys, like, that's great. Yeah, obviously, if you take Caleb Williams, your draft is a success. He turns out to be what you think he's going to
yep.
be. But – yeah, I could see them trading out, and I've seen that trade floating around the Chiefs. Like, that is a lot to give. I mean, you're usually only giving that up if we're talking about a quarterback.
But
right?
Because isn't the argument, though, Matt, because they have the quarterback, that it's worth it if it's like Roma Dunze? Like, if it's just the guy who's going to be your wide receiver for 10 years, isn't that the same thing for them if they don't need a quarterback?
Okay, that's an interesting point. I don't disagree with it. Like, if you're the Chiefs, you are the type of team that could just say, hey, look, we're so loaded because of previous drafts that we can make that move. I mean, I will say, though, if you're going to go up, and let's say it's Roman Dunze, if you're going to do that, that guy better be an all-pro because that trade's not worth it if he's just good. Like,
yeah.
That trade's not worth it if he turns out to be, like, a two-time Pro Bowler. He's got to be Jamar Chase. Like, and if he's that, then you don't care. Hey, here's two first-round picks. Go with God. Thank you. Come again. But I think it's more likely the Chiefs – first of all, for the record, I think Chiefs are going to trade up. But I don't think it'll be that high. Like, I could see them maybe getting into, like, the late teens or the early 20s. Like, if Brian Thomas is there at 22, I think at that point, if you're the Chiefs, you're like, all right, maybe you do this. Because to the idea of trading up, from 22 to 27, six NFC teams pick in a row. If you're the Chiefs, that's the sweet spot. Because all those teams are going to be way more willing to deal with you than Miami and Cincinnati and Buffalo. So I think the Chiefs have an opportunity to get up the board.
You mentioned Brian Thomas as maybe a name. Let's say he slides that would be intriguing that you'd actually be willing to trade up for. What are the or who are the names that you actually think the Chiefs could be interested that so much to where they're willing to move up 5 to 10 spots even? You know, if it's A.D. Mitchell, is he part of that name that you would throw out there, or is there only maybe one or two names you think they'd actually be willing to move up for?
Well, so I think at receiver specifically, if they move up drastically, like we were talking about earlier, that would probably be from Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze. I don't think Harrison's getting past 5.
Right.
Brian Thomas is kind of that one guy in the middle. Maybe Xavier Worthy, you want to throw him in there. That goes somewhere around the late teens. Maybe it's early 20s. Like, those would be the couple guys I'd look at if you're the Chiefs and go, maybe you move up there. Maybe those are the guys that you're intrigued enough by. Because I think with A.D. Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, those guys are probably there either, not maybe at 32, although I think McConkey would be there at 32, but maybe like you only have to move up a couple of spots. And it's really just like, okay, you're moving up and you're giving up a later round pick. The one thing to keep in mind, this is really the question Brett Veach has answered for himself. There are so many receivers in the top two rounds of this draft. At what point does the value become swayed into keep your pick and stay where you are and don't give up other picks? Because the difference between the fifth receiver in this class and the 10th receiver in this class is negligible. Like, that's really the very interesting question that Veach and others are going to have to answer coming into this draft.
We know Brett Veach will speak to the media tomorrow. Do you think, like, if you're an organization or if you're Brett Veach, or even if from an outsider's perspective, how do you handle the draft knowing that Brett Veach's current hit rate? Do you still try to treat this as an individual, or should you always be thinking trade down, Matt, just because of his recent hot streak? I think you and I both know that the draft is a little more flexible than that, that he can't continue, I don't think, this level of hit rate that he has in the current draft. But based on that, do you just trade down to accumulate picks and just let him take more shots?
You could. And that's, and again, that's one of those lines of thought, right? I mean, and that's what makes the draft so fascinating, is everybody thinks differently. I've talked to a handful of people in the league who will tell you that this top 125 in this class, so basically like the first 3.5 rounds, is as deep as any class in recent memory. But then a lot of those same people also tell you after about 125, this thing falls off a cliff because you have all these kids that have had so many years of eligibility because of the COVID stuff that a lot of these kids in the latter part of the fourth and then onward, like I've had some people in the league say, look, you're going to have guys who are fifth round picks who in a lot of drafts would have been like UDFAs. But because of the way this thing is structured, that it's almost like a free fall. After 125, I think you're going to see a lot of teams try to move up. I think you're going to see teams who are packaging later round picks, trying to get into that top 100, into that top 125. And if I'm Veach personally, kind of what you said earlier, Cody, I'd be aggressive. Like, I don't know that I'd be number 9 aggressive, but I'd go for it. I mean, you're trying to win a 3-peat here, or you're trying to get a 3-peat, you're trying to win a third straight title. I just think the Chiefs, how many holes do you really have? Like, how many guys are going to start on this team out of this draft class? So if you can go and get a big-time guy or two, like, to me, that's what I would do.
We're talking to Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated, also the Matt Verderam Show. You can check out that podcast. And the left tackle spot has been interesting for me. And the last couple of years, honestly, I thought the Chiefs should be looking for more of a long-term answer at left tackle. We know in-house they've got Wanye Morris. We're going to probably find a lot out next week how confident they are in his ability, or will they run back the veteran option? Do you think left tackle is seriously in play at 32?
You know, so on my podcast, the Matt Verderam Show, which is really just about the Chiefs, I sat there and I did 2 3-round mocks the other day with one of those simulators just to kind of get a feel for, like, okay, you know, look, it's an exercise, but where maybe are some of these guys going to be available? And in both of them, I ended up taking tackles in the first round. And part of that, to be frank, is I do think that that is the most likely pick in the first round. If they stay where they are, if they move up, I think then it maybe lends itself to, hey, a wide receiver slid, maybe it's Thomas. But if you're Kansas City, you just won two Super Bowls with who at receiver. Last year it was Rashee Rice and a bunch of guys who are hood ornaments. And the year prior, it was Juju, somewhat MVS, and more hood ornaments. Like, I think you can sit there and say, hey, we can still get a really good receiver in the second round. I don't know, even though tackle class is also very deep, I feel like most of those guys are going to be gone in the top 40. So, like, if you're sitting there and Fashanu somehow falls to you, or Flaga falls to you, or Mims out of Georgia, who is a fascinating prospect. For those unaware, he's played 8 games in college, but is so dominant that people still think he's a top 20 pick. Like, I just think if you're the Chiefs, if one of those guys in that group, if they get to you, I just think you make the move.
Isn't the question they have to ask themselves about the wide receiver thing, whether or not they're going to take one for tackle, how close they think this year's defense is to last year's? Like, to me, the reason they won the Super Bowl last year is not because they just rolled out Scrubs at wide receiver. Mahomes played his best at the most important moment, but they have the best defense in the league, man. I mean, that's how you're able to overcome the wide receiver stuff.
Well, you're right, but I think that kind of goes to what I was saying. Like, they are winning the Super Bowl. But I would also say, like, last year you're 1,000% right. They won the Super Bowl because Mahomes was great in the playoffs. They got some guys to step up, and the defense was absolutely lights out. The year prior to that, he threw for 5,200 yards.
Yeah.
And Juju Smith-Schuster was their number one receiver. Like, now I get it. Kelsey was healthier in 2022 and a year younger, all that. I will say this. I think if you're the Chiefs, one of your first two picks has to be a receiver. It has to be.
Right.
Because you also have to factor in, yeah, you got Hollywood Brown, but you got him for 1 year. Like, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, the only guy in the receiver room who's definitely there after this upcoming season, you would think, is Rashee Rice. That's it. Like, everybody else, you don't know if they're going to be there after this upcoming season. So there is a long-term need, but I do think a tackle, like, if you can keep Mahomes upright, you're winning. Like, you're going to win. If he's upright and your defense can do anything, and I think even with the loss of Snead, I think, at least in my eyes, they're still, what, a top 5 defense? So, like, I look at them and go, if Mahomes is standing upright for 3 seconds, he's going to find somebody. And now you've got Rice whenever he comes back, and you've got Hollywood Brown, and you've got add in the receiver in the draft, plus Kelsey. You should be pretty loaded.
Before we let you go, Matt, one thing we got into the other day was Nick Bolton's future in Kansas City, long-term extension possibility, along with Creed Humphrey and maybe Trey Smith. What are you kind of hearing on that? Cody and I differed a little bit. I think it's more likely and most likely Nick Bolton gets an extension than Creed Humphrey. Cody thinks maybe Creed Humphrey is the first one out of the gate there. What are you hearing about future extensions for any of those three?
I talked to somebody around the situation a couple of weeks ago and was told, look, all three of them are legitimate, like, hey, want to get it done. Now, that being said, we all know wanting to get it done and actually getting it done are two different things. I would say that I think the hardest one to get done is Trey Smith because of the way the guard market exploded this offseason. You're talking about maybe having to pay him anywhere between 18 and 20 a year. And I think Trey Smith is excellent. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to commit to a guard, especially when you've just come off paying Tooney a ton of money. Although maybe because Tooney could walk after this season. I know he has 2 years left, but they could move on. Maybe that changes things. Humphrey to me is the easiest one. Because of all three of them, he's going to be the cheapest. And you could argue he's the best. He's probably the best and the cheapest just based on center market, which is really not moved all that much. He's probably looking at like 13 and a half, something like that a year. And that sets the market. And Bolton's fascinating because off-ball linebackers are all over the place. You know, you have the top guys getting like 20. You have other guys who are really good who get like 12, 13. I think he'd be somewhere like splitting the difference. And you're going to find people who think that's fine. That's a good deal. It's $16, $17 million a year. You're going to find some people who go, why would you pay him that? You have Drew Tranquil. But I think he's going to get paid. I do. I think the Chiefs love him. They value his football IQ immensely.
Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated, also the Matt Verderam podcast. We always like to get your perspective, man. Enjoy the next week or so leading up to the draft.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.